The Indonesian government today ordered tougher security measures after a suicide car bombing outside the JW Marriott Hotel in Jakarta killed at least 13 people and wounded some 150 others. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the attack, but suspicion is focusing on a militant Islamic group that's also blamed for the attack in a Bali nightclub last October 12th that killed more than 200 people. Reporter Dan Murphy with the Christian Science Monitor is in Jakarta, where he says over time, attention to security appears to have slipped.
Immediately after October 12th, you had, every hotel, not just in Indonesia, but probably in Southeast Asia, really trying to beef up their posture to make themselves as hard a target as possible. And, over time, when nothing happens, I think that it's natural that people relax their vigilance. And so I think that we've had a general reduction in the vigilance of people here in Indonesia, because you can't be, at code red alert all the time. I went to the Marriott 2 days ago because I have a friend who's in town and staying there. He and I were both surprised that the cab we were traveling in, was able to drive right up to the lobby without even being looked at twice.
Let's talk a bit about the investigation, Dan. The police chief there in Jakarta is quoted as saying, from the things we found at the crime scene, it looks very much like the bomb in Bali. Any idea what he means by that?
The simple fact that it's a car bomb that was in a Kijang, which is sort of like the Model T of Indonesia. It's a utility car that everybody seems to own. There's only been 3 car bombs in Indonesian history that I know of before this one, and all 3 of those car bombs were connected to the people who conducted the Bali bombing. So I think that there's a lot of good reasons to make them the prime suspects in this.
That group would be Jamaah Islamiyah?
That's correct.
And tell us what you know about that group.
The Jamaah Islamiyah is a Southeast Asian terror group that dreams of creating an Islamic State, linking up all of the Muslim areas in the region, that has very, very close working relationship with al-Qaeda, at least historically. A number of its members trained in al-Qaeda camps in Afghanistan. At least one of its senior leaders is considered to be a full-fledged member of that organization. And they were behind the Bali bombing, but not only that, easily 6 or 7 bombs in Southeast Asia over the past 3 years have been linked to them.
The timing of this bombing does coincide with a couple of trials that are underway of members of Jamaah Islamiyah, including the alleged or suspected head of that group, Abu Bakr Bashir. Any sense there that those two things might be related?
They very well could be. The interesting thing is that whenever JI operatives have been caught in the past and interrogators ask them, why are you so angry? What are your list of grievances? The list of grievances can be ticked off with every single letter in the alphabet. They're angry about a great, great many things. And certainly now they're also angry that so many of their comrades have been captured and are on trial. But that said, there have been many, many, many bombs by this group when nobody was on trial.
Well, Dan Murphy, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Dan Murphy is covering the bombing in Jakarta for the Christian Science Monitor.